USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House on Thursday, President Trump expressed optimism about the high-level talks going on with China over trade.
And it will be the biggest trade deal by far, but it will also be the biggest deal ever made. The two largest countries.
Also at the White House on Thursday, President Trump's war of words continued over border funding and a border wall with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
If there's no wall, it doesn't work. You can forget it. Our country is going to be a very unsafe place. If you go to Tijuana and you take down that wall, you will have so many people coming into our country that Nancy Pelosi will be begging for a wall.
The unseasonably cold temperatures up and down the East Coast and in the Midwest are expected to last another 24 hours. Highs over the weekend, though, expected to be 40 degrees in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Israel's United Nations ambassador wants Eastern European governments to crack down on anti-Semitism. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Envoy Danny Danone says the former communist nations have played a key role in blocking anti-Israel measures in the European Union and other international forums, but he says they must improve their approach towards Jews and accurately portray the memory of the Holocaust, telling them, quote, you have to take stronger action when it comes to domestic issues. In Israel, heading a delegation of fellow ambassadors to the UN after he made a stop with them in Poland. Along with Lithuania, Ukraine, Hungary, and others, Poland is among those swept up in a wave of World War II-era revisionism that seeks to diminish culpability in the Holocaust while making heroes out of anti-Soviet nationalists who were involved in the mass killing of Jews.
It's expected that almost $200 million will be wagered on the Super Bowl this year. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Did you ever wonder why teenagers listen to their coaches and not you? It's because coaches hold them accountable. Erica Katz is a parenting expert and author of the new book, Coach Parenting. She tells Fox News many parents can learn a lot from NFL coaches.
When your coach is watching you, that's when you play the best. Well, when your parents are watching, that's when kids are more buttoned up. But remember, a coach can take away playing time and bench the kids. So that's their leverage. So what do we learn as parents? When our kids do something they shouldn't or they don't meet expectations, we have to bench them. So maybe if they like to go out on the weekends, if they did something they shouldn't, you take that away.
Kat says it's also great for kids to learn to give back to the community.
Well, with my son, when he was younger, as a teenager, I wanted him to give back. So his youth group took him down to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina because they wanted them to help. So if you can enlist faith-based groups to help you raise your children, it's just another layer.
Katz also talks to former New York Giants coach Tom Coughlin, who talks about how to encourage your children.
Well, you never want to tell your child that they're stupid. You say, you know, maybe that wasn't the best thing you could have done, because you want them to buy into your rules, and they're not going to buy in if you're criticizing them personally. So this was a really great tip from him, and I actually use that with my own kids.
Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.